If you've got your Bibles open, that's great. That's the passage we'll be looking at, or most of it's in your service sheets. We're going to be looking at that little passage out of Matthew 1 and thinking about some names. But just imagine the scene. I'm sure it's well known to lots of you. You're at a children's party or a soft play place. There's kids all around, all sorts of things going on. And suddenly, either sort of a whole bunch of people go, ooh, or there's a bump maybe and a sudden crying. And you suddenly think, ah, who's that child? Which child is it? And once you've worked out who it is, whether it's yours or someone you're caring for, or if someone else has dashed up to them, or if it's something important is going on, that has made a difference to you. And I was thinking about that because today, really, I want us to think about that. This is a big question for Christmas. Who is this child and what difference does it make? Who is this child and what difference does it make? We're going to think of three names or titles that are given to this baby in this passage in the Bible. And each name or title we're going to associate with a colour as we go through, which might help us to remember what's going on. And we'll keep coming back to these things. So in verse 23, right in the middle of our story, one of the names given to this baby is Emmanuel, which means God with us. In British Sign Language, I think it's a bit difficult to find the name Emmanuel, but I think it would be something like that, God's with us. Can we all do that together? God's with us. God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. And it's kind of the picture of kind of really being with. It's not just a visit. Imagine we had a visit from someone exciting, a favourite pop star or someone royal or important, the Queen maybe. It's said that the Queen thinks the whole world smells of fresh paint because wherever she goes, they get it all ready for her and it's very exciting. But it's not just a visit. It's not like just a visit from someone important. God with us is like God coming to dwell with us forever, to be with us forever, to live with us forever. It's the creator of the universe, the very creator of you and me, the one who made you, the one who made the world around us, the one who gives us life itself, that one coming to be with us. God with us. Do we try that again? Point up. God with us. It's amazing, this promise of Christmas. So pick the colour white. White speaks of holiness. Do you have someone to help you, Kate? We're going to gradually wrap this baby. This is our picture of the child. And we're going to wrap it in the various colours to help us see this picture. The first colour is white, speaking of God's holiness, God's awesome power, how different he is from us, speaking of God with us. So if this child is God with us, what difference does that make? Well, we give thanks that God loves us so much, he wants to be with us, and he wants us to be with him. He wants to be this little baby Emmanuel with us. And actually, in a little while after the talk, we're going to come to this next carol. And Hark the Herald Angels Sing has some very strange words about this Emmanuel thing. If you look down, joyful, sorry, not the verse one, verse two. Very strange words we sing nearly every year. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus our Emmanuel. I've been going to a primary school this week and I've been making them pinch their cheeks. I don't know if you want to do that. Can you pinch your cheeks or slap your hand and think, wow, God came and was made out of the same stuff as us. He came to be made out of the same stuff. He was just as vulnerable, just as kind of delicate, this frail little, pitiful little baby. God amazingly coming to be with us, veiled in flesh. Man with man to dwell. He's also, and I guess the obvious name, is Jesus. Right at the beginning, verse 18, right at the end, verse 25. And in the middle, Joseph is told, go and call this baby Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. So the sign language of Jesus, take the middle finger of one hand and put it there. And then the middle finger of the other hand, put it there. So Jesus is that, putting middle finger in the middle of one hand, middle finger of the other hand. And Jesus means God saves. It means God saves. And it's a reminder, why do we need a saviour? Well, maybe we think of Emmanuel as kind of being a big hug. You give the person next to you a hug, Or if you're feeling a bit British this afternoon, you can give him a hearty handshake if you want to. But you can imagine, or do it, no? Give the person next to you a big hug, big handshake, friendship, Emmanuel, God with us. Now imagine you'd reached out, and this may have happened, to give them a hug, and they'd said, no, shove off. Did it happen? I hope not too much. But imagine that happens. You went to give a friend a hug for Christmas, and they went, oh, shove off. Sometimes in this church, we try and remind ourselves the funny word we use, sin. It's S-I-N saying, shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. Imagine you gave someone a hug and they went, no, shove off. That would make you feel sad. That would make you feel cross, wouldn't it? But actually, we live in this world, God's world, and we say, shove off, God. Or we live life ignoring him. We use his good things, but we never give thanks to God. We never check out what God wants us to do with our lives. We decide what we want to do. It's saying, shove off, God. And the danger is if we keep doing that, eventually God says, okay, you're on your own. You're without me. And you're without the good things that I have for you. And you are without me forever. And that is really dangerous, bad news. But God doesn't leave it like that. He comes into the world as Emmanuel, and he comes into it as Jesus, God saves. Now, who can think why that might be the sign language for Jesus? Someone other than Melody, who's had this lesson in class. Yes. It's like a bridge. Very good. That's another reason. Why else? Pointing to the middle of the hands, do you think? Yes. The nails and the cross, I think that's what it is, yeah. The very sign language for Jesus reminds us he came to die. Jesus says on the cross, I take all those times you've said shove off. I take on all those times you've let yourself down and let God down and turned away and decided to live for yourself. I take that punishment for you. I offer you a swap. I will take your place and you can take my place as children of God's. Jesus means God saves. And he says, yes, I will do what it needs so that you can be friends with God and really experience God with us. So we've chosen the color red for Jesus to remind us of Jesus' blood. So if you can start to wrap that baby again in the red cloth. Who is this child? This child is Jesus. God saves. What difference does that make? Well, we need to trust in him. Trust that he has done on the cross what is needed to be done so that we can be friends with God. And again, it's there in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. In verse 1, you have God and sinners reconciled. A funny word, but it's about us being split apart from God. And then God does what's needed to bring us back to be friends with God. Reconciled to him. So the little baby is Emmanuel, do you remember? Point up. And then God with us. The little baby is Jesus, God saves. And finally, the little baby is the Christ, God's promised king. Well, I think that is actually sign language for king, but I like that one better. You can do whichever. But God's king, the Christ. It's there right at the beginning. It's there when it says Joseph, the son of David, because David was that king. And he had a son, had a son, who had a son, who had a son, a son, a son, a son, a son. And eventually Joseph, he was of the family, the line of David. So there had to be Bethlehem, the town of David. What does that mean for him to be a king? Well, a king has people who obey him. So who knows the game Simon Says? Do you know Simon Says? Let's quickly practice it. I don't know if we can manage Dave Says, so we will do Simon Says. You can join in if you like. Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Simon Says, put your hands down on the side. Up in the air! Oh, Simon didn't say. Simon Says, jump on the spot. Simon Says, sit down. Put your arms out wide. Oh, Simon didn't say, put your arms out wide. And then just wave. Oh, Simon didn't say, wave. But you know that game. It's about following instructions from a particular person. The difference that Jesus being Christ means is he is king. And that should make a difference because we seek to follow him. So the colour we've chosen for this is green, because green speaks of new life. New life. And there is a new life if you're a Christian. You trust that Emmanuel is God with us, that Jesus saves us. But it doesn't just stop there. It promises a new life following Jesus as our King. So who's this child? This child is the Christ, God's King. What difference does it make? Well, we seek to follow him, obey his commands, because God has so many blessings for you. God has so many good things for you if we can only learn to turn and trust in him. And that's all the way through Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King. There's royal language all the way through. So who is this child? White speaks of Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. What difference does that make? We give him great thanks. Who is this child? Is Jesus. God saves. Try and remember that sign language, speaking of the one who died for us. Who is this child? He is the Christ, God's King. And there were lots of different reactions in the story. You guys know the story pretty well. Do you remember Herod? Herod hated the idea of a new king. He said, I'm king. I don't want another king. And in the end, he had all those toddlers destroyed to try and get rid of the king. He hated that king. And maybe that's a bit like us. Maybe you're sat there and you think, it's pretty arrogant to decide that Christianity has one way of life. It's pretty arrogant for Jesus to say, I am the king and you need to follow me. And maybe that makes you angry and you want to get rid of it. Or maybe there's apathy, just not caring. Imagine the ruckus in that town. The shepherds are told on the hillside by some angels and they go and see the baby and then they go through the town saying, come and see the baby, come and see the baby, it's amazing. Later on, the wise men come through and they this amazing entourage to find the baby and they give him presents. We don't hear anything from the religious leaders. There have been lots of people who say, well, that's an interesting story, but it's not for me. And maybe that's you or someone you know who says, Christmas is a lovely story for a week, and then we leave it again. It doesn't really mean anything. Or maybe that third thing, the shepherds came and they were very excited. They'd been told it's a king and they worshipped. The wise men came to worship Mary and Joseph, very struck by this baby. And maybe that's you or you're thinking about it for the first time. Who is this baby and what difference does it make? Maybe he is God's King. Well, this Christmas, have a think. If you're in one of those places, what does it mean for this baby to come? If you do believe in Jesus as your King and as your Saviour, we're told to expect those responses. People will say, outrageous! How dare you say you have the best way or the one way of life? And people say, that's your thing. This is my thing. Let's just get on and do our own different things. We're to expect these responses. But we're called to celebrate like these angels and worship. We have a King who came for us. God's King to follow. We have a Saviour who came for us. Jesus, God saves. So that we can experience God's with us. Emmanuel. The amazing blessing of Christmas. I'm going to pray that we'll have time this Christmas to think that through. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son into the world. Thank you that he came as a King. Help us to follow him. Thank you that he came as a Saviour. Help us to trust in him to save us so that we can be your friends. And Father God, thank you that through this amazing Christmas story, as we trust in him as our Saviour, as we follow him as our King, we can know that you are Emmanuel, God with us this Christmas. Help us to think it through. Help us to know what that means again this Christmas, we pray. Amen.